Black gold rising. Oil gets the international jitters and the world price suddenly has a fever. Looking at the volatility in oil prices amidst a vulnerable global economy on this Friday, February 17th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here, back in New York from Boston. Celeste is out today. We're going to begin the hour with the rising price of oil. We'll talk about America's decline. Is it another myth? And we say goodbye to one of the extraordinary storytellers of the Middle East's triumphs and tragedies, Anthony Shadid.
The events that are taking place are so overwhelming, and they feel so historic and so important that you feel a real challenge to get it right. You feel a real challenge to do justice, I think, to what is happening around you.
There have been tweets and Twitters and comments from all over the world regarding Anthony Shadid's legacy. Tell us what you think. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. He appeared on this program more than 50 times. First, let's check the morning's top headlines. Anthony Shadid, Mideast correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, has died while on assignment inside Syria. The two-time Pulitzer Prize winner died from an apparent asthma attack triggered by an allergic reaction. His reporting has been a fixture on The Takeaway. Last February from Cairo, he told us the mood had become more aggressive in Egypt as pro-Mubarak demonstrators surrounded Tahrir Square.
A troubling turn of events this morning. Gangs or groups, let's say, apparently organized by President Hosni Mubarak's government, have begun infiltrating the square. They've been approaching the outskirts of the demonstration and getting inside the demonstration itself.
Shadid covered nearly two decades of Middle East turmoil for The Times, The Washington Post, The Boston Globe, and The Associated Press. He was an American of Lebanese descent, and Lebanon's Prime Minister Najib Mikati today marked Shadid's passing in a tweet, sending condolences to Shadid's family and co-workers and saying, "I've known and admired him personally." More high-profile woes for the Eurozone this morning. German President Christian Wolff announced his resignation this morning. The longtime ally of Chancellor Angela Merkel was embroiled in a scandal over a home loan and the trading of financial favors. In the United Nations, the General Assembly has passed a resolution condemning human rights violations in Syria and calling on President Bashar al-Assad to resign. The measure backs an Arab League plan to stop the killings, but unlike the Security Council, General Assembly resolutions are not binding, and the Security Council resolution on similar issues was vetoed, you'll recall, by Russia and China. Syria's government says the United Nations move only worsens the crisis in that country. Afghan President Hamid Karzai isn't offering any specifics, but he says impediments between Kabul and Pakistan's government need to be removed for progress to be made in talks with the Taliban. Karzai was speaking from a trip to Islamabad to speak with the Pakistani leaders. The payroll tax cut package may still have some hurdles yet here in the U.S. Both the House and Senate are set to vote on the plan today, but Republicans in the Senate are now balking, and so are some Democrats. We'll find out more about that later this hour. New Jersey's Assembly has followed the state Senate and passed legislation legalizing same-sex marriages. That's as far as the bill may go this time around, though. Governor Chris Christie has pledged to veto the measure, and there aren't enough votes in the legislature in New Jersey to override. Privately owned Cessna strayed into restricted L.A. airspace around President Obama's helicopter yesterday. It was intercepted by a couple of Air Force F-16s. It's not the end of the story. Once the plane landed, police discovered it was ferrying 40 pounds of marijuana. European markets are up. Asian markets are up this morning. Futures for Wall Street are mixed, though. The Dow starts at 12,881. That's a high for the last 4 years. The S&P begins at 1356, and the Nasdaq opens at 2592. We're receiving comments on a story we did yesterday on America's relations with Iran. Jackie from Massachusetts called today. I think maybe one thing that bothers the Iranians about us is that in 1954, our government went over there and removed their democratically elected president, as President Mossadegh. And we put in someone who would be much more friendly to us. How would we feel if they had done this to us and removed Jimmy Carter or Ronald Reagan or Barack Obama? Some people believe that the Iranians were responsible for the regime change in 1980. The hostage crisis had a big impact on that election. Tell us what you think about Iran's influence on American politics. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or at thetakeaway.org. Coming up next, Iranian politics are part of the reason why oil prices have suddenly become very volatile. We'll talk about that in a minute.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.